Hello.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn, where today we are going to be featuring a song that is only 52 years old.
It was recorded in 1961.
So it was recorded in 1960-something.
And she was a very classy ballad singer.
For the blues and soul artist.
And she saw the pop crossover in her.
And she's Etta James from 1960s,
so she came out with
black
this,
and white.
She came out with the song that went to number 2 on the R&B charts.
Yeah, in between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones was Etta James's At Last.
Are you going to flip the camera now?
Is that the name of the song?
Yes.
At Last. It's not working. It's not working. It's not working for me to flip. Oh, I got it. Go sit down. You're so technologically advanced, Lucia. I can't believe it sometimes. Start playing the second verse right now.
I already
now.
Did play the second verse.
What do you mean? This is baloney.
I told you it was a short song. You didn't believe me.
Oh my God. We wasted a whole Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn for that? You've got to be kidding me.
Stop it.
Oh, brother.
Stop it.
I'm getting a new gig.
Stop it.
I got a nice young 19-year-old Korean girl who plays the piano too. She doesn't play it very well, but I'm going to start promoting her.
Stop.
She plays the long songs. All right. Well, you better like make up for lost time here and start Listen, playing my favorite song.
Let's crap. Talk about what we've done the past week. Never you mind.
When were you on last time?
Oh my God. Where did we go last? What did we do yesterday? What happened today? Come on.
The piano.
We've had a lot of shit happen.
Stop it with your Ooh, mouth. This
mouth.
Is a family show.
Family show.
You have a bad mouth.
Sister Denise might be watching.
You have a bad mouth. Yes.
And Priest Hell.
Yes. You know, you embarrass me.
Oh, God.
You embarrass me.
Who else wakes up in the middle of the night?
Your language.
Who else wakes up in the middle of the night just to say, are you cheating on me? And dreams of you in a restaurant, in a Billy Joel style restaurant with a blonde.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh, my God. You're horrible.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, my God.
And now...
Let's tell them what happened today.
What happened today?
We hit our goal.
1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Yes, we did.
Wow. You must have had one of them videos just blow up on you, right?
I did. The Autobahn title and tag commercial blew up, believe it or
did,
not.
It did? It did?
I
mean,
it
the
did.
Whole world knows who Autobahn title and tag?
I guess so. I guess so.
So, here we are. We're in Tanglewood Land almost 2 whole years now.
Oh, my God. You haven't thrown me out yet.
And every night I drive home and I think about the time in between Memorial Day and when we closed on the house.
Yes, that was annoying.
Every day I would leave Scranton and we would
come here.
And we would eat at the restaurants here. We would friend with the people here. We would find stuff to do here. Every single night, after we were already committed to moving here, we came here.
You were certain that we were going to get this house.
And, well, that was already after we did certainly get the house on Memorial Day. Now what do you got?
Keep talking. I'm giving you background music.
Well, I heard the background music.
What?
2 years ago. Alright, so play me a song. Who plays background music?
I just played the preview for next week, but go ahead. Continue the story.
I'm sorry, that was not really good, was it? Oh, now I can hear you. You turn up the volume. Crank it up, baby. Lucia will venture to play another song that you have no clue.
It's a long one.
What it is, and it's a very long song that you will never ever recognize.
Unless we
tell you what it is.
It's from a motion picture.
Sounds a little bit more familiar than the other one.
A little more familiar.
What's who am I? I live under a rock.
So today we got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So to those of you who have subscribed and found us out, one viral went nuts, and I'm sure a lot of our YouTube creators on the other side of the pond had a lot to do with it. Thank you very much. That happened today. Yesterday we went for some Mediterranean food, and someone wasn't feeling well today. We had a nice Mediterranean grill at Allen's Mediterranean Bar and Grill in Middletown, New York, where we had some baba ganoush, we had some lamb, we had some meat, we had some hummus. We had a very eclectic plate, which was very delicious, and we got to hang around the city a little bit. What did we do on Saturday?
Saturday we worked,
but where did we go?
And then we went someplace to eat on Saturday night.
Right.
Do you remember where?
I don't remember where we went.
It must have been very unmemorable.
Well, Friday was a lot of fun. You can see that in the previous video to this one called Taste This.
Taste This,
and
yes.
See what we thought of Len and Joe's up in New York with our good friends Denise and Em.
Yes.
Where did we go on Saturday?
Taste This. Well, we must have went somewhere afterward. Did we go to port?
No! No, wait. We didn't go to port.
No.
No, that was Friday.
No.
Sunday we went to Promised Land and saw our favorite bartender,
Melissa.
Oh, I
remember now.
Where did we go Saturday?
Waymart Hotel.
That's right.
For Father's Day.
We went to
the
Wrangler's Pit.
Wrangler's
Pit. For Father's Day.
With my children.
And their plus ones.
We must have got really full there.
We did, because then we came home and we went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But we did see the new movie, Top Gun.
Yesterday.
We're not giving you any spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Other than we're going to leave you with this.
Do not.
If you saw the first one,
stop.
Watch the first one
don't
before you see the second
her.
One.
She doesn't know anything.
And figure out who the mysterious guy is by the name of Hangman.
The hero.
If you can tell us correctly who he is without Googling it.
Don't Google that.
I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the restaurant of your choice with us, meaning you're coming out on a date with us.
Oh, a date. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I will
pay up
to $25 of your dinner.
Got you.
If you can tell us correctly,
yes.
Who's the mysterious?
Yes. How about a hamburger?
That is.
How about a hamburger?
You can't eat hamburger.
You can't eat hamburger?
No.
What can you eat?
Nothing.
How about ice cube? Ice cube? Would that work for you?
What am I going to do with an ice cube?
I don't know. Crunch it.
I can't crunch it. That's too cold on my teeth.
Okay. Well, here's what I've got for you. I've got one comment down here.
Oh?
Charlotte Donahue says, love you guys.
Charlotte, we love you too.
But on our video, I can't tell how many people are watching
Good.
Or anything like that.
Good, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Because we're using a different program tonight.
So this is a different program. Right?
Not telling you which program we're using.
And we're not telling you which one.
No.
Because that's top secret information.
Top secret.
If I told you, I would have to kill you. Classified. It's classified. All right. Oh. Well.
Were you drinking the magic juice again?
I have a hard time, honey.
Huh?
I'm having a hard time.
You're having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you don't want to sing any songs with me.
You are. Take it away, maestro.
Or the way Glenn Miller plays.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mr.
We could use a man like her.
Who in the Archie Bunker show, All in the Family, played the part of Meatball, Sally Struthers' husband?
Really?
I'll give you a hint. Behind you, his wife...
Penny Marshall.
...is Penny Marshall. What's his name?
Oh, shit. Ron Marshall.
No. You're guessing.
I know.
Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall, okay.
And his wife, Penny Marshall, actually directed Big with Tom Hanks.
Very cool.
Amongst other shows. The baseball movie with Tom Hanks and Madonna.
Yeah.
And that, she directed that one too.
You know, I gotta say one thing. Speaking while we're talking about movies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these ones that have been around a long time, like Tom Cruise, Michael Anthony... They're not aging.
No.
Have you noticed?
No, he looked really good. He did.
Now, people could see that one in our day one of Connecticut when we went to see...
Michael Anthony, yes.
Sammy Hagar and George Thorogood. George Thorogood is aging.
Well, yeah.
He's aging.
You can't deny them at 77.
He's as old as my mother. My mother's not even that talented. Right. My mother's only talented in the world of pizza, and everybody knows that.
Pizza, pizza.
But Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony, like... Holy crap.
Yeah, they got the goods.
And Tom Cruise? He still looks good. But I feel really bad for Val Kilmer. I really do. My heart breaks about that.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That's a bad one.
Lost
my ex-husband had that. And that wasn't pretty.
Yeah, he still talks.
Yeah. I know. Just kidding, Dave.
Just kidding, Dave, if you're watching.
You are notorious for watching our videos.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we're just kidding.
Thank you for cleaning our car today, Dave.
Yeah, Ricochet's Rapid Detail Cleaner.
Here's $10.
That was great. Hey, he did a really nice job. For $100, wash, wax, windows, clean, tires, dress.
Smelled good inside.
Interior and exterior detailing, no shampooing, no buff.
Mm-hmm.
He did pretty good for an SUV.
So, I want everybody to tune in next week for another episode of Piano Night Live. And in the meantime, hit that subscribe
button.
Yes,
please.
Like our video.
Like, subscribe, and
comment
share.
Comment below.
Tell us how you feel. We don't
tell
care about the
tell your friends.
Video.
Share our video.
Yes.
Facebook won't like show it to a
Facebook
lot of people.
Facebook wants you to stay on their platform, but we're all about the two. So if you like the contents of this, please get it out there because we are in the process of bringing so much to this channel. You know, we bring you... Taste This, where we go to different restaurants. We give you Destination Next, where we're going to next. You're not going to want to miss the week in September when we go to Japan. And we're probably going to meet up with some of our famous creators like Daniel and Yuka. Maybe only in Japan go. Maybe
abroad.
Travel Explorer or...
Tokyo Explorer.
Tokyo Explorer or maybe About in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But Daniel and Yuka are the biggest ones that we want to meet up with.
Definitely. So, Daniel and Yuka, if you are watching Piano Night Live tonight with Uchi and Glenn.
Hi!
Even though I know you're sleeping right now.
Yeah, you probably are sleeping right now. Because
we're going to tag you in the comments below.
Yeah, we will. But You know, September, that's going to be a good one. We have a lot of three-day weekends coming up, so those are going to be edited footage. We go on the cruise. It's going to be kind of hard to stream live, so that's going to be edited too, day by day. But I think with Japan, I think we're really going to stream live as much as we can with either Prism Live, which is what we're using right now, and we are streaming on three platforms as we speak. We're on YouTube Live, we're on Facebook Live, and we're also on Twitter Live right now, which is pretty cool. We haven't even hit the Twitter universe yet. Instagram has its own... I don't think you can stream live on Instagram yet. Or I don't know how to set it up, but I will find out. And then there's... I think there's like Twitch, but for Twitch you have to be like streaming really long to do that. So for now we'll stick with Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. YouTube biggest. What else you got, boss?
I think that's about it. I think we covered everything.
Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you all, every one of you, wherever you're streaming in from. Comment down below. Let us know where you saw this video and what time you saw it.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. See you.